You're listening to the best of Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
Number 52, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Wednesday.
What's a shout out? I'm not shouting. I'm like mentioning. It's a mention out. Well, I'm going to send a mention out to some folks. I hear it on the radio all the time because I have band practice on Sunday nights, so I listen to the radio. And what I listen to Kiss FM, and they play a lot of oldies, especially on Sunday nights. During the week, it's like, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, pop, soul, R&B, all kinds of shit, popular shit. And then on Sunday nights, they play like the sappy songs. So you get the poor DJ who's like got 4 hours of this fucking shit. He's got people going, when he dedicates his song, my boyfriend dumped me. Okay, you want to dedicate a song to the boyfriend that dumped you? Yeah. Culture Club, do you really want to hurt me? All right. Okay, it'll just get better. Life will be better. I guarantee it. This is Culture Club. He gets off. Fuck, man, I got 3 more hours of this shit. Sniveling people. Who does that? I hope I don't know anybody in my life that's called in a radio show crying, saying they want to dedicate a song to their significant other that fucked them over, broke their heart. I want to hear somebody get on there and go, yeah, I want to dedicate a song to my ex. I'm just going to make up a title. It's called Fuck You to Hell. Yeah. Can you play that? Well, we can't play that, but we can play Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by the Culture Club. I don't want to hear that. Grow some balls, people. Grow some balls.
Show 51, Happy Hump Everything Day.
What I watch lately is a lot of documentaries. I love seeing documentaries. I like to see how fucked up people are, worse than me. Like, I watch Drugs, Inc. Anybody watch Drugs, Inc.? I know you watch Drugs, Inc. You know, I don't know if it's still on, but it's like what they do is they portray the, I'm going to say characters, because they have everybody, they say their name, and it says, Joe, meth addict, John, heroin addict. And they all have these profiles, and they profile them for 5 minutes, and then they show the cop, and he's like, yeah, you know, we're busting everybody we can. Meth is a horrible drug. And they sound like robots. The police sound like robots. They sound like Shaquille O'Neal doing an interview. Well, all I did was I shot the ball, and then it went into the hoop, and then I blocked him, and I had about 40 points, but then it was gone, and so I went to... Whew, that's a little breathtaking. So the cops sound like athletes. They're like, well, you know, we went down, we walked down to the Broadway here, and we made a couple of stops, and then we pulled over some people, and then we told them to get lost, do not come around here anymore, give us the drugs, we will bust you. God, man, put some flair into it, man. You're on TV. Everybody's watching you. I look into the camera and go, I'm going to fucking bust your ass. Get that crack pipe out of your ass. Oh, and they were showing the heroin dudes, like this one lady. And this is what gets me. I'm going to go back to this old joke I was telling about white people and drugs. It just turns them all the same. They look all shriveled and dry. It's like, you know how those, I don't know if you remember those dry apple witches that you used to make back in, you know, there was a dried apple. They're just all wrinkly and dry. Well, you know, they're like 27 years old and they look like they're 80. Drugs just sap all the liquid out of you and just make you into this prune. And then you got no teeth and you just kind of do like this. Yeah. And I've been doing meth for about 6 months. 6 fucking months. You've been doing meth for 6 months and you've lost all your damn teeth. You smoked them out of your skull, retard. Great. This lady's on there and she's like, I turn tricks and I do everything. You know, I got a horrible life. Right, like when you were born, somebody put a gun to your head and just said, you know what, you're going to fucking do drugs and you're going to hook and you're going to eat your own teeth. That's what you're going to do with the rest of your life. People got to take responsibility for themselves. Stop being such a bitch. Go out and get it. Don't sit up there, oh, poor me, give me a handout, blah, blah, go get it. And this is another example. Now, I'm not going to bag on any veterans because my father was a veteran. I got veterans in my family. And you know what? I support that. But this thing really pissed me off, and I'm watching this show. And this guy, he's a Vietnam veteran. Now, he's on, I forget what they call it. He's living off of his, you know, social or his VA, something or other. And he's like, you know, he goes out and he he panhandles for crack. Hey, can you help a Vietnam veteran out? Hey, can you help a veteran out? And he's like literally like makes $100 a day and smokes 50 of it up in crack a day. He even said so. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, chasing a dragon. And I'm like, you fucking dummy. You're just like, you know, I see now these you bleeding heart fucks. Before you give change to anybody out in the street again, think twice before you do that because you don't know what you're doing. You'll say, oh, poor smelly dickhead, you need some change, don't you? You look hungry. Let me give you a dollar. And then the next bleeding heart fuck, oh, here's $2. Go get yourself something to eat. I know you're going to do that. Oh, but drugs are bad. Ban drugs. Say no to drugs. I don't believe in... Get the drug war. Get them. You know what the fuck are you are doing? You're contributing to the purchase of drugs. That's what you're doing. When you give those people your money, you're contributing to the drug cycle. There's the manufacture. Then there's the transportation. And then there's the distribution. And then there's the selling. Then there's the using. And then what happens? After it's used, they need to get the money. Who do they get it from? You! That dirty dollar bill in your pocket. That and 100 other of those are going to pay for some dude's crack hit for that whole day. Congratulations.
Show 40. Happy birthday, March babies.
Did we go over the Oscars? I think we missed I missed the Oscars. Oh, no, I did. We did do the Oscars. I didn't watch it. You know, and I'm thinking, here I go. Me and Daniel Day-Lewis, we're like two peas in a pod, me and this guy. We both think alike. I know this. I know this guy thinks alike. I don't know where he was or where he's been, what rock he's under. He's probably doing like five movies at once. Now, Daniel Day-Lewis, I believe, is going to do the life story of Emiliano Zapata. I just know this. Emiliano Zapata's favorite quote, I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Oops, that didn't come out right. My knees? Well, I know he's Southern, but not that dang Southern. I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Is that a fact, boy? Well, you going to be dead. I'm just kidding. No. Joker's on you. No. I saw that in a latrine wall. If somebody wrote it on the wall in the outhouse. Oh, I'm just going over here. I'm going to drink a cerveza. Oh, just kidding, man. Well, then, that's a good thing, boy. I was going to kill you. Oh, no. I bet I could see Daniel Day-Lewis doing that. The Life and Times of Emiliano Day Zapata? Did he have a middle name? I'm sure he had. I'm sure he did. In the Latin culture, they keep all their names. So if you get married like twice, you keep your name, and you got like five names, six names, whatever. So I'm sure his name was quite longer. Emilio Johnson Jackson Zapata, something or other along those lines. So Daniel Day-Lewis is probably playing him. My name is Emiliano J. Zapata. How are you? This is my son, Juan Zapata. I could just see it now. Oh, man. His wife, his poor wife. Daniel, must you bring another character into our home? What must you do? Could you please stop? What are you talking about, women? Get me a cerveza. Hurry up. I'm going to ride the horse around. No, Daniel, there's no horses. There's no cervezas. There's nothing. Please stop. Could you just be a barber or something else, a cab driver? Something, but you're nuts. You're full of it. You do characters all the time. I'm tired of it. Doesn't it feel like you're sleeping with a different man every movie? No, Daniel, it does not. You haven't taken a shower. Shave that bloody mustache. You smell of horses and tortillas. What? How dare you? I can just see it now. All day with this guy. All day. What's in the news? Ugh, shit. What's in the news? Well, I see that maybe what's his name? Like, you know, what's his name? What's his name? Where is it? I just was looking at it. Well, some bitch. I had it and I lost it. I'm getting it. I'm going over. Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is not the person you think he is. Well, now I'm just fucking blown away because apparently he's not the drunk guy who's an anti-Semite. Just, you know, that's not him. You know, when he'd probably be a blast to party with. Like, oh, yeah, let's just fill him up full of booze and put him on YouTube. He would be great. Give me back my son! Keep saying it, man. Keep saying it. Hey, what's that thing you said in the other movie? Yeah, he would fall for that big time. Big time. Big time. You want a free reading? I'll give you a free reading. I'm going to read your ass. Stop bitching. There. The Man's Guide to Women. One page. Quit your bitching. The end. That's all guys want. That's all dudes want. Stop your bitching. Now, I'm not saying that this is true for me. So those of you who are listening and think he's talking about me. I'm not talking about you. Well, maybe you, but I'm not talking about you. All right, dudes, chicks, listen up. Guys are listening to you. They really are. What you want is you want them to, like, engage in a conversation, and you're just flapping your gums, bump, 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 and they're going, Are you listening to me? This is real important. I had a bad day. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. What did I just say half an hour ago? I don't fucking know what I just said half an hour ago. Let's just move on. Well, try to remember something because you could turn it back on them. Do you know what you said half an hour ago, verbatim? Yes. I said da, da, da. Women seem to think they know exactly what they said 45 minutes ago to the word, and I don't believe it. I have an excellent memory. I know what's good. You have selective memory. No, that's not what you fucking just stop bitching. I tuned you out 2 days ago. Wonk, wonk, wonk. Quit your bitching. The end. Billy Borelli's Guide to Women. Page one.
Show 58. The show must go on.
Idris Elba. Do you know who he is, ladies? Yes, he's that dark chocolate of a man who was on the wire as String of Bale. I don't know what else he's fucking in, because that's all I know him from. And apparently he does other shit, too. He's an actor from Great Britain, as a matter of fact. And there were some pictures online of Mr. Elba, and he's got on a suit. And if you look, his pants are a little snug, and he's got some sort of shit going down his leg, wrapping around his thigh, looking like, I don't know, he's got something in his pocket, or he's happy to see everybody. So, of course, the ladies were lighting up Twitter and fucking the internet, like, ooh, I'd love to get some of that snake, and ooh, he's so hung, look at it, oh my God, it has its own zip code. All these horny bitches came out of the woodwork, and he's like, hold up, ladies. That's not what it seems to be. I got to do the British accent. Hello, ladies. It's not what it seems to be. It's actually a microphone for me. It's a microphone cord for me microphone. We were doing a movie and, it's kind of like, that's just a cord. Sorry. So, yeah, it's just a cord. So you get your panties all twisted over nothing. Ladies, calm your tits, okay? I'm sure he's not going to walk around in just pants, showing off his package, like, oh, look at me. I'm just going to go around showing my package off. No, I don't think so. Jesus, horny women. It's National Breastfeeding Month. Yes, I just found this out today. And I've been, like, tweeting and Facebooking all about breasts, like not really, you know, like, oh, I'm a fucking serial breast fondler. But I don't know, it came to my mind, like, you know, hey, how do you know if your shit's spoiled? And how do you know if it's empty? Do you, like, is there a gauge? Is there a way to, like, grab it and go, no, yeah, it's kind of empty? Or does the baby just stop sucking? Does he start sucking air or blood? Whatever the fuck. I don't know. Is there enough milk in each boob to fill the baby? I mean, it's like one enough, two enough? Is it one for breakfast, one for lunch? I don't know. How does it refill? How do you know? How does the baby know? I guess you got to be a mom to know this. If you think about it, it's like weird and perverted, but it's not. See, ladies would be like, oh, no, it's natural. It's natural. We do that. We breastfeed. You just whip it out wherever, and you can just breastfeed right there. And, you know, them perverts are now just kind of like, yeah, I got a cell phone. I'm going to take pictures of this for later. It's not really all, I mean, the few times that I've seen it, I'm like, eh, no biggie. You know, it is a little bit startling, like, oh, shit, a titty. Oh, there's a baby on it. But then, you know, you're just kind of like, eh, no biggie. Like, you know, stuff like that doesn't really, like, oh, my God, put your titty away. It's disgusting. Oh, no, we can't have that here. That's public nudity. Eh, let it, fuck it, you know? Now, if she's walking around with no bra, no top on, and they're just dangling and swinging like a pair of socks with sand in them, then maybe, yeah, it's a little bit weird. Like, you know, you might want to corral them bad boys. Comb your tits.
Show 63. Welcome to the winter.
And then it's like you'll see one picture of this chick with her ass all up in the camera, like with a thong on, like, ooh, about to bounce that for daddy or do something. The next picture, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's always like, oh, Jesus is the answer. Like, Jesus is the answer for what? How to get that thing out of your ass? Jesus, do you know how to do that? Just use your teeth, son. Just use your teeth. Fuck, women, it's like, oh, I'm doing it for God. What are you doing for God? Showing your ass? God doesn't care. He's like, yeah, I've seen it all before. Trust me, I go to the clubs too. Everybody's always calling for me. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, this feels so good. I kind of want to know what feels so good. Then they get in a car accident, and then I got to go to the hospital. Oh, God, don't let me die. I'm like, fuck, I got to deal with this bullshit. And then you're calling me because Sunday morning you're puking your guts out saying, oh, God, I never do this again. I don't have time for this bullshit. I'm still in church with the black folks singing, yeah, they're singing, they're happy. You white folks are fucking depressing.
Show 34, back to school.
When I went to school, I had a pencil, I had an eraser, and I had a binder, okay? So I had a binder with a couple of folders, and that was it. There was no wipes, there was no diapers, there was no sani, hand sani, there was no froyo. Yeah, froyo. Yeah, don't say froyo. Say frozen yogurt, because that's what it is. Don't go froyo. Shorten it up. What's the matter? Are we getting too lazy that you can't say it? Say it. Frozen yogurt. But that's froyo. What? That's froyo. What? I'm going to kick you in the balls. What is it? Frozen yogurt. Okay, good. Just don't be so lazy, people.
Show 33. Welcome me back, Cotter.
We like watching X-Men, yeah. Deadliest Catch, yeah. Those reality shows, thank God only Choppers is off the air. Oh, God. Bring back Jesse James. Damn it. We need to combine a show. Let's combine it and call it something very unique. Dancing with... No, I screwed that up already. Let's back up a little bit. Crabbing with the Stars. Yes, folks. Yes. Crabbing with the Stars. Men and women will like that. You get the stars on the boat. And you get to go crab fishing. Yes. Everybody on there is an athlete or they're a star or whatever they are, whatever they think they are. And they get voted off. But they don't just go get tossed off the boat. They get into the crab pot. Give them a swimsuit or something. If they survive, like, 12-hour soak, whatever they do, then, yeah, you can come back on board. You get voted off, and you get the 10 or 12-hour soak, using the crab fisherman terminology here, soak in the pots. Isn't a pot like with a bottom that you put water in? These are crab baskets, but I guess baskets, that's for them to say, so they say pots. Just say bask. You're going to throw in the bask. There you go. There you go. Throw in the bask. Let the bask soak for 12 hours. Is that too much for you dummies to say? Bask. Pots. Throw in the pot. Bunch of dopers. Anyway, crabbing with the stars. Crabbing with the stars. My captain, James Gandolfini. What the fuck is that? Of course, the curse words will be bleak for ABC, family. What are those talking about? We're on this fucking boat. We're going to go fishing. You're going to vote off your favorite star. Stuff like that. Okay? That's going to grab a goal. Okay. You got your captain. You got your deck boss. Deck boss. He's like the right under the captain. It's Mike Tyson. I don't know what I'm doing here. I should be raping someone. I'm raping someone with my pigeons. I don't know which one I want. I think I want to rape my pigeons. They have a nice ass. And I want to fornicate with them. Then we have, we have Sean Connery. What has Sean Connery been? Where's he been? Nobody's heard from Sean Connery. He disappeared like a fart in the wind. He's with Hoffa. They're both buried together somewhere.
I'm right here. I'm a little bit older now. I'm kind of retired. I'm out of the loop here. I'm in my wheelchair.
Maybe he's in his wheelchair.
In my wheelchair here. So, yeah, I'm just doing the crap shit. So if you don't like it, you can blow me, okay? Vote me off and I'll come back and kill you.
There's the unforgettable... I'm laughing at my own joke. That's bad. There's the unforgettable Nicolas Cage.
Why did you do that? I'm on this boat. I'm going to go crab fishing. Right.
Okay. And we have Owen Wilson. How I would love to vote Owen Wilson off first. Even when I hear that he's being cast for the show, he gets my vote off first. Wow. All right, great. Yeah. I want to go in that crab pot. It's like a woman. When you go in the crab pot, it's just as moist as a woman. And it smells the same, too. It's beautiful. And there you have it, folks. Crabbing with the Stars. James Gandolfini, Mike Tyson, Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, Owen Wilson. And for 1 week, these bastards, or stretch it out. Stretch it out for like a season. 6 episodes, 7 episodes, each episode. I don't know. However you vote, you call in, you're stuck to your TVs, and you're, oh, my texting plan. I didn't pay my bill. Oh, let me go into AT&T or Verizon and get in there. Oh, God. Jesus. Going into one of them stores. Wow! Let's not pretend that you're the only son of a bitch that has a cell phone. You are not unique, asshole. You've got about 35 million people that probably have smartphones, too. When you go into one of them stores and you see a bunch of people in there, do you think they're just standing around looking pretty? No, jerk. They're here for their problems, too. So when you turn around and say, how long's the wait? And go out your ass somewhere else. You mean I have to wait 10 minutes? Oh, pardon fucking me. Wow. You have to wait for your precious cell phone. Is it? You should have got a plain old service, bastard. Go and get a home telephone service so you could call it in. So coming down. And whining. Oh, and don't get me started on some people. Oh boy, here we go. Typical transaction at your, you know, neighborhood store. Hi, how are you? Welcome to Bleep. How can we help you today?
Well, I'd like to know if I think I turned my dial on my phone at that light is containing light.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
My phone at that light is containing it's like turning to protect.
All right, can I get your first name then?
His mother could taste the telephone thing.
Could you spell that, please?
QTILEGACYTEZPUCHEEZYQQQTM3.
Okay, Joe, you're going to be next in line. So about 5 minutes, somebody will be right with you. Thank you. Get out of my face. By the way, you may want to lotion up those ashy fucking toes of yours. And I got some slippers in the back. Want a cup of nails, too? Yeah. To